Gotta tighten it up, sister. And I know it's no fault of yours. I'm just saying, we're getting ready to roll into our demonstrations and kick it into even higher gear. So we're gonna just have to figure out how to get focused. And I love you and know all the great things that you and your family's doing, and we just have to talk so we can have it on be on the same on page, okay? I understand you're out of town, sister. I'm not blaming you for being out of town. You heard me say what I'll do is I'll be talking to your parents so we're clear about they're clear about the schedule and stuff like that, because we're there's some things, and that's what I'm doing with everybody. I'm it's a whole it's a family piece, so it has to be balanced between what you're doing and what we're doing and stuff like that. So I'll actually will probably want to know more from your mom and dad when you're going to be gone, and so that I can shift my expectations and stuff like that, okay? When it's going to be in such a way that it won't let you do what you need to do. So that's what I said. I'm not going to be talking to them to tell on you or anything like that. I'm talking on them so that we can coordinate it and can be right. Because I don't want it to be where this is what's expected and they're doing something else and it's just what's expected, and we just got to coordinate, and that's just how how we do it. Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Yes, I did a lot of research on the Zimbabwe economy, because during the economy there were three stages, and one of the stages was before the economic crisis, and then now during the economic crisis and the stages of the economic crisis. And basically what I decided to work on after going through that was basically before the crisis, basically the cause of the crisis. So I think that's what's most of the time, that's what's most confusing to people, is the whole cause of it. So that's what I was doing my presentation on. And I already started doing it, and I have it all the notes and everything lined out to make the presentation. I just didn't get to completely finish it. But yeah, I saw your comment. I just saw it this morning. I showed it to you last night. Okay, so yeah. So that's where I am in terms of that. But I wanted on Skype last night, I asked you if we could continue working on the economy this week, since there's so much to cover in the economy, in Zimbabwe's economy. And I'm not sure about the economy of the other country, but I mean, I think that my presentation, since there's so much information, it should be split into two parts instead of just one. So I was asking you if we could continue working on the economy this week as well.
Got it, Nasha. I like your decision. The key is, as you find any of this stuff, there's certainly more than we can do. So, excuse me. There's more than we can do. So I like your getting a sense of it and then making a decision to focus. I did make some comments on your page, and one of the things, it's going to be hard to deal with for some of the countries dealing with trouble, and the economy is going to be a really important thing. So anyway, I like that you are focusing, and so anyway, you'll have that. The key is to keep notes on what you have. Keep good notes. Keep looking for, keep generating questions, all of you. Once you find things, generate questions. Take notes, generate other questions, and try to answer some of those. That would be a great thing, okay? All right, this is the research phase, okay? You're exploring, and all together you'll be putting some powerful things together. And of course, your in paper, final paper may have more of a bent here or there, depending upon your interest. But we're going to cover several ones of those. All right, Isaac Shaw, yes, you can go next. Hit it.
Yeah.
Right, that is a charge. Your time, brother. Hit it.
Oh, sorry about that. I was trying to press it. It wasn't letting me until like after you let go. But I don't know what was happening with that. But yeah, okay. I did mine on the Madagascar economy, of course. And I noticed that you left a comment at the end. Thank you for that at the bottom, because I didn't have many resources for the how they interact with Madagascar interacts with any other country.
Yeah.
I couldn't find much information on that, but I could find a lot of information on their gross national product and on their endpoint in exporting of goods. So that was I saw that website the other day when I was researching, but like I didn't know that was like a good website to use or not, but thank you for that. And so basically I just put my paper together, notes, however, together with basically going over all the money that they make and how much money they lose. And basically what I came up with is that like they're not really much on the radar when it comes to all of that. It's not really on the radar when it comes to the exports and imports. They do add like half 50% of the vanilla products, so that's one great thing about it. But everything else, it's kind of hard to tell about the economical crises that they had, because I couldn't find any information on any crises that they had. But this is today information though.
Azachar, I don't know. There are a couple of other sites. We're gonna have to fish around. Sometimes I'll find a site that may not be. I don't know, but it'll give me some lead, and my job then is to corroborate that. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Is to say, okay, this is some interesting information. It may or may not be true, but it begins to lead me in a different direction. It'll have me begin to ask some questions. That's what you're doing as an investigator. Now, given that you know a sense of what the and that may or may not end up in your final report. Okay, if that's the best you have. Then that may be the best you have, given what you found so far. You see the comment that I put there. I want you to essentially do a summary. All of you just putting a list, for example. Okay, here's some features of the of the Madagascar economy. Okay, in terms of your finding information, but coming up with a summary. This is what I want your presentations to do. Where did what come from? I don't know what you meant. Where did that come from?
Oh, I didn't see the last two comments. I didn't see that for a minute ago.
You mean the last two comments on my on your page? No, actually I don't. Ife, would you please give her a call for me? Come back, Azachar.
Oh, it's okay. I see that they were posted last night. I just didn't. For some reason, my browser wasn't picking that up.
Yeah, I stayed up kind of late. So, the key is look at those. But also for everyone, you know, when you're first doing it, you have a list of things, and that's okay. But that the reason that I want you to do a presentation, and I actually want it to be a multimedia presentation, combining audio and video. Even if you don't have a webcam, then you have to use audio, beginning to increase and put some other audio in there, Akilah and Amira, such that. But you don't. It doesn't have to be. I don't mean you can't use the wiki. You know how to put integrate stuff on there. You can also do a PowerPoint. But what you're doing is you're summarizing this information so that it can be presented, and you're practicing making mini presentations. Okay, all along. All right. And that becomes, you know, you may go back and change it later on. You can say, based on the information I have so far, that kind of thing. You begin to, like Azachar, I'll get your question in a second. where you were talking about the economy, it would be good to summarize that. You know, you got a list of things, but like, okay, you know, whether you're using comparison and contrast, whether, you know, this is my best sense. Okay, Isaac Joe, what's your question?
Oh, I was wondering, did I set it up wrong? Like when I put it down, I just thought that we were supposed to define the economy. I didn't know if I set the whole thing up wrong or did I research the wrong thing.
Say what? You say you tell me to come again, I'm sorry. You say you researched the wrong thing?
I said I wasn't sure if what you meant was that I set the whole thing, set the paper up wrong, or did I research the wrong thing?
Okay, I don't understand when you mean set the paper up wrong, because you actually haven't done a paper, okay? There are three parts of this. One part is you're doing exploratory research on a particular area. You already got the country, and the before trouble, and you got the United States, and you got the other country. And that's, my mic is very low. Okay, hold on. All right. Aquila says not for me. Your mic is very low, I mean. It's fine for me. Okay. All right, I've got, it's not above my head, so just try it again. I'll also speak louder, Nasha. Okay, the one phase is you're going and doing research. From there, I don't care what's on your page, okay? You know, that. But I want to see something. I want to be able to see, okay, here is your notes. Here are the places you're going. From there, you may put almost anything there that begins to give you the information. The next thing is to begin to call that to make some sense of it based on the information you've been able to find. That may not be all the exhaustive information. Sometimes when you think there's other information, you want to generate the questions. So it's like, you know what, I haven't been able to find information on this. Actually, finding this information about Tanzania makes me think about that I don't have a sense of what's the... what are the key items of production, or how money is made and how the resources are distributed. So I still be looking for that. What I found so far is this. And so you kind of have this summary of what you think is important so far. And that goes into your presentation, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Akanke will be coming in. She's actually come to the office evening. So you got that sense that that is a summary of, you know, what your research is, and or saying where you think there are holes, okay, or room for further research, okay? Because that's always the case, folks. There's never enough time to completely research any topic. Not unless that's part of your life's work, okay? So you always are going to be indicating, hopefully you'll have more questions that you're asking based on your research than you have answers. Then put those in your presentation and your summary. This is so important. Based on your research, that you really realize what questions to ask are so important, okay? That's a shift from the kind of, oh, I know it all, I've done research and that proves that I know it all kind of stuff. That's so immature. Hold on. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just multitasking to make sure that people get this transition into new rooms. Sean, for example, and others. Okay, so you got... Good morning, great that you called. Hello. Yes. Can you hear me, Mama Four?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. Jerisa was in the. She was in this morning, and we put the link for their new classrooms. She didn't download them.
I don't think so.
All right.
Because she said she was in them
with
Mama Piande, and then she said they're
going to
be in another room.
Well, actually, If Mama Tenyade should be in the right room as well, but let's see. No, you're not changing rooms, Akila. Just hold tight. Barbara Kess is double. Let me get off the mic so I'm not in y'all's ear. I'll be right back. All right, please look at your notes. I'll be right back. Okay, folks, thank y'all for being with me. And Akanke, now, would you come here, please? Let me tell you where to go so I can keep get going to stuff with class. All right. Good morning, Akanke. Good morning. All right, folks. I'm sorry about these interruptions because we got a lot to cover. Any other questions? And Isaac Charles, what I was saying, go to ionnetwork.com/rooms. Okay, wait. Then you'll see 2009-10. A folder. Click on that, and there you can download and install the rest of the rooms. You don't have to do the IA public room because you already have that one. But the other ones are the new rooms, okay? And that's where we are. All right. All right, sister, glad that you are here. No, Azachar, you should be okay with the rooms. Now that was now. Okay, let's... is everybody clear about the research process, okay? I know I did, because I said Azachar, then he came in. Please forgive me, Azachar. I'm handling about five things this morning, but I love it. I'm on fire. Also, do let me say, Ife, you did a jam-up job this morning, sister. You did a jam-up job, you know, and also will announce to you that your classmate, Nasha, will be leading tomorrow. And Akila will be leading on Thursday, and Azachar will be leading on Friday. That's right. It's time for y'all, the older folks in the school to step up, and y'all doing such a great job. I love it. Y'all bad. Amira and Akanke will roll, and Safia will roll on into next week. Okay, now, there are key things you want to know in terms of the economy, okay? As you're going to find stuff, you're going to find different things. Nasha says she's found a lot of stuff. She's going to look at the economy before the crisis, okay? Great. Your birthday is on Sunday. Woo-hoo! Well, guess what? We're going to throw it down because Akilah's birthday is tomorrow, you know, so, man. This is raise the roof. Okay. Thanks for letting us know, Kake. So that means on Friday, we got to turn it out. Friday's music class is going to be off the chart. Okay. Based on what you're finding, like Akila Amira, I don't know if she can hear me. I didn't find anything for economy for you, Amira, in terms of the economy of Rwanda, okay? I put some comments on your page, Akila, about the African Union, East African Union, which was very, very significant early on, maybe less so now. But... You want to try as best to get a picture. They're all going to be all kind of really interesting things. There are a couple of things you're going to be having to deal with. One, and we'll deal with some more when you deal with international influence. You're going to have to be dealing with stuff called aid, debt, and, you know, in terms of your African country. You know, what's the aid, what's the debt, you know, to whom, stuff like that. When you deal with aid and debt, you're going to deal with U.S., you're going to deal with Europe, you're going to deal with China. All right. And you just see a little bit, that's just going to kind of come into play, and you'll deal with the old colonial powers. Okay. I'm sorry, I left the L off colonial. In a sense, you don't have to go in deep into it, but there's no way you're going to deal with the economy. For example, if Nasha's dealing with Zimbabwe, there is the part of what's built into the economy was a transition from European oppression and land redistribution, and the sanctions put on. And you did I noted that you talked about that, Nash, and those, that's very important. Or you noted sanctions on your page, and what are sanctions? That's a very, very important part of the process, particularly as we get to international stuff, but also it relates to the economy. As you're dealing with those two things now, aid, debt, U.S., Europe, you know, China, you will be dealing with some of the impact of that. So you know, again, you won't be able to go in terribly in depth, but I want you to just have an understanding of the impact of those. Also, generally, you want to know what what's the basis of the economy? That is, how's money made? Or how are things made? You remember we defined economy? So always go back to that definition. You got goods, and you got services, and you got distribution of those and resources. Now, Azachar, and I'm saying Azachar, but this is key for a number of you. I recommend Akila that Amira sits with you, because she's gotten the commuter problems, and have me and your ask your dad to give me a call, and we'll work with it. Okay. When you, for example, Azachar and others, when you talk about Madagascar as a poor country, okay, many times the sense of people reporting about the economy will report it about poverty in relationship to whom and those kinds of things. Now, I want you to think about this. How was the country before, okay, and just to get a sense of, to describe that the economy is poor doesn't describe what the economy is. It says it's poor, and there are some pieces of it, and that's important. I don't mean don't include that. But how do you get along? How are things moving? Okay. Black people in this country, in the U.S., okay, are very poor. Welcome, Sean. Sorry about the room change and that kind of thing like that. Glad you're here. What we're dealing with now is I'm giving students feedback on their economy piece, okay, and a couple of key things there. So you'll have the let's look at the black community here is poor, but there is an economy in the black community. There are ways that we get along and we move things and products and services and stuff like that. So what you're trying to get a sense of, if you can, is how it works, okay? Poor or not poor, how does it work, okay, if you can. So some sorts, well, the economy is poor. Well, that's fine, but that don't tell me how it works. That don't tell me what the goods. Now, I like that you said, for example, you know, vanilla, it provides 45% of its exports, but that just 20% of the money that comes in. What about the what it does internally? Okay, here's where you'll get a little sense of that aid and that colonization and debt. Okay, a good nemesis is called the World Bank. Okay, I understand, son. I didn't see a whole lot there, but it's okay. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just for you and others. I want you to know that. And I know your page went into some more. I mean, your paragraph wasn't a page. Went into more detail, not a whole lot, but. What I'm looking for is, can you give, if you can find it, if not, ask questions that will lead your further research. How does the economy work? And I want y'all to have a sense. Let's just have a discussion about this right now, okay? You got your own country. You live on an island, okay? You actually don't do a whole lot of trading with people, and people don't do a whole lot of trading with you. Okay. So, I mean, can you actually have an economy if you don't do a lot of trading? Can you actually do that? If you just kind of grow your own food and make your own products and stuff like that, can you have an economy?
I don't think so, because I think that an economy is more based around, like, you know, bartering or trading with somebody else. I mean, you know, just to provide for yourself, I guess, is a whole different thing. This is just how I see it, you know, it's a whole different thing. But, you know, if you're bartering and trading with somebody else, then it's an economy. You know, you're actually trading legal tender or currency.
Okay, yeah, I would say that if there were other people on the island, then definitely there could be an economy. If, you know, people were trading back and forth and they were bartering and everything and they were exchanging money, then that could be an economy.
Okay, yeah, 2,000 people on the island, okay? So, but you're just not trading a lot with other people. I mean, individuals come and visit every now and again, and they, you know, may buy some things and whatever, but it's not, that doesn't really mean a lot to you. You're not really getting a lot from them. You're not a major tourist island, okay? You know, some come sometimes. Some of your people may go someplace sometimes, but that's, you don't get a lot from trading, okay? You just, there, you know, taking care of your people and your people taking care of themselves. And how many of you remember Bougainville last year when we talked about, you remember we did the Bougainville, the coconut revolution? Did they have an economy? How did they deal with their own needs?
They were, you got cut off right at the end, but yeah, they basically provided for each other, you know, or provided for themselves. Which, I didn't know in your scenario that there was, you know, more people on the island. But, yeah, if it was more people on the island, then I think it would be an economy because you're trading, you know, with other people for goods, or you might just be, you know, providing for other people.
All right. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is you want to, and that's just a link for some of the videos for those of you who weren't with us last year. I encourage you to watch it. I'm not, it's not a formal class assignment, but doggone it, I think you'll certainly enjoy it. And the middle
we barter, and I guess it's
one, okay, Amira's still coming through. Amira, I really recommend that you go and sit at your sister's computer. And she logs out and logs back in and says Akilah in a mirror, because it's not, it ain't happening, sister. I love it. I mean, if you want to keep doing it, you're welcome too. It's just that you're gonna miss a lot, and we'll also miss a lot of your voice. I love and appreciate that you're working it through the best you can. I certainly love your positive attitude about it. And anything I can do, your dad, let me know, Baba Cleek. Okay, so you got goods and services and trade with each other, okay? That is, many times when people are reporting the economy, they will report based on, from an external point of view. I don't mean it's not important, because sometimes exports are important, okay? Okay, great, Akilah. But you want to think about the definition of economy that we used, okay, and just how are goods and services, you know, how is the economy working, how are things moving around, how are resources moving around. Now, one of the links to oppression and colonialism is that many of the areas, y'all tell me, all right, so let's say somebody, you got your island. This is your island. It's called Akanke Island, Ife Island, Alacha Island, Azacha Island, Nasha Island, Nile, Sean, you got it. Okay, and Akilah and Amira Island, all right? So on this island, y'all are, you know, like the people of Bougainville, you know, you are meeting your own needs, making your own electricity, okay, making your own health care, okay? You're just kind of working it. Got your own money system. All right. Now, let's say then you're invaded, and the purpose of the invasion is to use that island and its fertility and productivity to grow things and make things that the colonized country wants and needs. All right. So how's that going to affect the balance and the economy in terms of the goods and productions created and that kind of thing. The Talk Now button is open, y'all. You know, I mean, if you're thinking, you can type thinking. I just come, I'm big bad, whoever, Europe, white folks, some greedy, you know, whatever. And I come and I'm invading your island. I'm sorry, I'm just bigger than you and I was able to take it. You fought a good fight, but I basically, you know, killing a whole lot of your people and you says, all right, we best to just kind of make do right now. And so I says, oh, you see that farm? You know, I got to have turned this island and its production and potential so that it can provide the things that makes me and my people in my country rich. So how is that going to affect your what you had going on, the economy that you had?
I'm not sure that I'm really grasping the question that you're asking. Are you asking how the fight will affect the economy, or can you clarify, please?
Thank you. You've lost the fight. And while you may have not surrendered, you certainly have retreated, and so you're no longer fighting right now. I mean, after all, you lost about 500,000 of your 100,000 people, and you just say, you know, we best to chill this, okay, right now, okay? So you hadn't gotten to Bougainville. But you have had, okay, it's going to fall because the country is no longer producing for itself. You're right, except for it's not going to fall. I'm going to keep it up because it really is good for me, okay? All right, let's just take a look at, you were growing certain things. What dictated what you were growing, what you were producing in your fields, and what you were using your energies, the population using their energies to produce? How is that different now that I've invaded? Okay. What was in demand by whom? You still got demand. Yeah, the invaders' currency. Right, from what your people wanted and needed, and the balance and equilibrium there. So let's just say you grew, name me some vegetables to feed your population 100,000. Just name me some vegetables that you would, in your ideal state before the invader came, you had tomatoes. Everybody, what else? What else you have? You had broccoli. I love broccoli. All right, you had lettuce. Come on, what else were y'all producing? All right, come on now. What were we producing? Cabbage. All right, Isachar, I know you're producing something else, okay? All right, you got growing all those things and potatoes, okay? What else were you producing, okay? And vanilla, and what else were you producing, okay? That's what you were growing. You know, did you have any cattle, you know? Were you growing meat? Were you all vegetarian? It's cool. Doesn't matter to me. You're growing coffee, all these things. Okay, now, And you were growing these things because your people needed them, fish, green beans, and stuff. Now, now I come in and take over, and I really like them vanilla spices. That's what I really like. And you know what? I can sell them back home for a really, really, really pretty profit. So what's going to happen to your vanilla production compared to your green bean production?
The vanilla production is going to be depleted soon because probably whereas it was free before, or it'll be grown more because the people like it and there'll be more of a demand for it. But I was thinking that maybe it would be a price for it now because it wasn't sold before, but now it is because, you know, they bought it up.
Well, the price is going to go up. You got it right, Nasha. You got it right, Ife. And because there's going to be much more production of it, okay, there. In fact, them potato farms got to go. I got to have them vanilla farms, okay? And those green bean farms got to go. So I got fields and fields of this. And how do I make money from it? That is, how does the island get money from it? All right, I got the island sells it since, now I'm the broker, you see. That is, I'm doing it. So I hire the people on these vanilla farms, and these just endless vanilla farms. So they become not producers of other things that they sell to each other. They become workers for me. Isn't that cute? Very nice. I like that. Okay. And the price of the vanilla is so high that the local folks can't even get it because other people around the country want to, you know, sell it. So even though you produce it, you may have a shortage of it in the country. Okay. And the ecosystem is going to be all messed up because, and the economy is beginning to get all whack. Because the balance that you had of based on the internal demand gets gone. And so now you work for me for pittance, okay? And you don't have, you're not producing enough to feed yourself. So we import aid. Oh, see those nice people who gonna help you because you got starving children. All right, I'm gonna back off, okay? I want you to get a sense of, okay, when people are reporting that, you know, country's poor and trade is this and how much, okay? And that's okay. You're going to need to know that in terms of where they sit. At the same time, I don't want you just to kind of buy, all right, that the image that, okay, great, that they need all this aid, they whatever, and without understanding how the economy is shift. Now, Akanka, you're doing Ghana. You got to know what's the effect of this former colonization and continued economic colonization that really creates an imbalance in trade internally and externally, okay? Now, I want you just to know something about that. You don't have to become the expert on it. I just want you to have a sense of how that dynamic works in that country, okay? Where's Safia? Now hit Safi up on the phone. Tell her I need her in this classroom because you see, this is important when it comes to the Haitian economy. Okay, it's important when it comes to Jamaican economy. Okay, now if a country like Jamaica says, "Wow, there's a natural resource that's in demand," and what's the great natural resource that's in demand in Jamaica now that you have discovered from your research or that anybody else in your class may know? Brother Sean, if you would, I got a, there's a conference this weekend and there's a radio interview that I'm to call into. I was supposed to be at 10 o'clock. I'm going to see if they'll still let me in. But I get, let me know if you get a sense of what I'm trying to have students to see just so that they begin to have, so there's a, you know, a sense of the economy as they're looking at their African country, okay? And y'all just have a discussion about that. I'll be back here. Man, I can't believe it's 10:30. So, but we're gonna have to continue some of this in because there's some new things for us and our social study and our so we got to take part of our what do you call it class, the next one, writing our shade class. Okay, it's 10:10. Would you? Brother Sean, kind of begin to take this on. I'll be back. Should be in about 15 minutes. All right. What we're doing is they were reporting about the economy, okay? And and so, you know what? I'm sorry. Forget it. I can't be in two places at one time. They won't get me on the call. I told them it was a long shot. So let me just keep rolling here. Got to be like that sometimes. Just so you know, there's a tremendous conference. Folks are coming from as far away as Bermuda to this conference around healing and around womb healing. And there's also going to be a session for the brothers. And guess who's going to be doing the session for the brothers? Okay. I know you can't, and that's cool. I also just realized that you know, we haven't had time to talk about it. You're also coming in, you know, late because we had a change. I don't want to just jam you up like that. Although, you know, I do want you to jump in on this, as you have been on the text chat and also when I get off the talk now button, if there's things you want to add. Mainly, I want you all to, as you're looking through the economy, all right, to have some sense of, as I said before, the what's called aid, debt, and what's called cash crops, okay? And some people may be talking about some of the, you know, because see, generally cash crops then can have it where a country, let's say, all right, let's just run this down scenario, and you can see what you can find about it, and just know you'll have this kind of scenario. Back to our island that I was dominating. Let's say after doing that for 50, 60, 100 years, there's enough rebellion and stuff so that you make it kind of difficult for me, embarrassing, and I have some losses. But it's been 50 to 100 years. I've got people in place and trained people and my language and stuff like that. So I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. You know, I'm out. So I'm leaving your country, I like the way Isachar talks, and I particularly like that he likes heavy metal, so I'm going to put him in charge. He's the president. I'm leaving. I know y'all think y'all electing president, but, you know, I put the money on the table so he can run the best campaign and say the right things. And so he's president. Akanke, you know, she likes to sing, and that's cool. She's gotten famous, you know, under my regime, because I like to pay for entertainment more than I do for engineering and stuff like that. So I, you know, her God-given talent, she just wants to express singing, but she ends up singing for me, and the kind of lyrics I want her to sing. So I'll make her in charge of education or entertainment or something like that. Anyway, so I'm leaving and leave all these y'all various people in charge. I'll see you later. Now, still, y'all kind of hungry because you're not making enough food anymore to feed yourself, because the green beans are gone, tomatoes are gone, and you're just doing this other stuff. But what I'll do, because I'm benevolent, I'm going to help you out, you know. Never mind, 100 years I've taken you, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you some aid. And you're just going to work and pay me back. Right? You know. And so if your crop fails, or there's a catastrophe, or I pay somebody to some folks to destabilize and have kind of war going on, and that interrupts your ability to pay me back now that I've left, okay, then you are in debt, okay, to me. And in order to pay this debt, the only thing that I want to buy is what? What do you think that I want to buy? See, because you got your own country now, I'm gone. And you got those vanilla farms, but you don't have to grow them now. You can do something else if you want to. But since you're in debt to me, what do you think is the cash crop I want you to grow?
Food and natural resources, or vanilla.
That vanilla, baby, that's what I wanted in the first place. I was forcing you to do it before. Now I'm not forcing you to do it. But now if you're going to pay me, you got to pay me in something that I want. Right? Because your internal currency on the international market is not worth anything, but your goods and services are. So keep them vanilla farms working. So for now, you go, make them people work for me. Okay? Work for you so you can pay your debt to me. Okay? You understand? Now, when you really want to get to money as debt, okay, you really want to, boom, okay. So now your people are starving, and I keep giving you aid, and y'all go to liquor and all the other escapist forms of stuff that I put in, okay? Do my research, because I have professors and young professors who are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they just want to do an analysis of what's going on in the world, and they look at your country, and they say, oh. You know, it's a poor country. You know, people are kind of starving. They build social assistance level and so on, so on, so on, so. And, you know, they make making out of vanilla or rubber if you're Ghana or whatever. Okay. So, again, you want to understand when you're looking at the economy of the African country, right? You want to understand a little bit about colonialism and its effect of it. Okay. If you don't get it, at least ask the questions, and you know that can guide further research. Okay? There is not an African country on Africa or in the diaspora that is not affected by dominant white supremacy domination, initially militarily and also economically. Now, if you want to understand how that works, you can also understand the economy of any black community in the United States, okay? Let me just give you one example. What is something that black people, an industry that black people dominate in terms of production, okay, that we dominate, that we set the pace, we set the tone, we're responsible for the sales? What is an industry that in terms of, that has our name on it, has our print on it, that we're the most influential in this country?
Are you talking about making, not consuming?
I'm talking about making, just like we be making them vanilla, growing that vanilla. We do it, we make it, and we dominant at it. We set the tone for it in this country. All right, it's real simple. It's called music. Yeah, baby, everybody, you know, hip-hop goes blam, 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 and everybody follows what we do, okay? We play jazz, and everybody follows, okay? We start singing the Star Spangled Banner, and nobody sings it the same way anymore, okay? Now, interestingly enough, even though we set the tone, we set the pace, we make the music, we make the lyrics, we innovate, we whatever, guess who gets paid? Why doesn't that take us? Why are we not using that as a toehold to elevate our community? Why is our community not elevated?
Because it's white folks in charge, or white folks making all the money for the music that we make.
How did that happen? What we're trying to deal with is the economics, the way the money flows and how it goes. How does that happen? And what's the relationship between that and the vanilla plants in Madagascar? What do you mean? I don't understand. You got to give me a little more than them, because white folks had the money. Keep drawing a correlation between that and what you just got with Madagascar.
Safia wants me to let you know that she logged out to fix her sound. Now she can't get back into the conference room.
Then have Safia call me, because, if there's anybody who can help her, I don't get that. So have her give me a call so I can help her get back in the room, or at least understand what's going on. Actually, Sean, we do control production and distribution. In some way, we don't. Of course, I'm agreeing with you. But let's use that with the vanilla beans. We're there at the vanilla farm, okay? The white folks have left. We don't have to. We don't have to grow these vanilla beans, okay? They're not soldiers there making us grow those vanilla beans anymore. So we actually, if we're back in Madagascar, we actually are controlling the production. Same thing. I'm drawing the analogy. Same thing. We do make the music. That's the production. We do the licks. Okay? And we could decide that we're going to distribute them out of the back of our car with our computers. We got the baddest technology now that you have in front of you. I mean, compared to 10 years ago, 20 years ago especially, what somebody can do with a basic standard computer and a microphone and whatever is just boom. So there is a level of surrender here, okay? So there is certain production and distribution we don't control, but there is certain stuff we do. Well, you don't control consumption. Okay, now here's where I want for us to deal with, okay? We're not talking about, all right, what's the correlation? Y'all play with it. Let me get off the talk now button, okay? What can you find? You're confused about how to, I'll be back off the talk now button. Can you make any connections, all right, between this, the Madagascar or IMF, or you can take any country, take any of them, South America or whatever. How is it that people can have something that's valuable and they make a lot, at the same time they still are poor?
When that can only be when somebody else controls the resources and the people who produce it don't make the money.
How come? If I produce developed vanilla beans but I don't make the money, I just make minimum wage or less than that working on somebody's farm, and then they ship it outside. How does that happen, Ife? That somebody else makes the bulk of the profits. And why are we in debt? And why are we in debt, Nasha? Back into the other country? And we'll see if we can bring it back here. In your island, why are your people in debt now? All right, if you remember back in your island with 100,000 folks when there were no invaders and I hadn't come, there was an internal balance. There was self-sufficiency. You produced the food that your folks need to produce. Many people were producing, okay, and other things. And then in came John Q. Invader and created an imbalance. What if in the black community we were producing the music that we wanted to hear and like to hear, as well as other things that we like, okay, so that we didn't have to produce music that only the white boys would buy? Okay, yes, Sean, come on.
I'm hype about the hip-hop example. I think it's a perfect analogy. Kind of the way it relates in terms of the small country scenario, you have the small country that gains its independence but doesn't really gain its freedom. It's kind of like a false freedom because the colonizing country installs the leadership, the new leadership, or at least has some sort of control where it's pulling strings behind the scenes for the leadership. So the leadership then commits the country to the debt, and they once the country is committed to the debt, then the economy is basically being controlled still by the colonizing country. And it works the same way in hip hop, because you guys might not really know this, but a lot of those artists are in debt. They go into debt when they make the video. They're not putting the money up for the video. The record company's putting the money up. And they're not putting the money up for free. The artist has to pay that back out of the album sales. So immediately before one album is sold, the artist is in debt. When they're getting these fancy cars, it's the music studio buying that stuff. So immediately they are in debt, which means the, you know, executives, these white boys with the ties on, can pull the strings behind the scenes and tell them, well, you know, that song, you know, might not really cross over. You might want to, you know, get an R&B artist to sing the hook and make it a little softer, right? And then, so basically what ends up happening is the music executives begin to be able to control the message, and that's where, you know, in terms of the music, it becomes really dangerous, because now the message is being controlled for something that's supposed to be kind of a underground form of expression, now is being controlled by the very people that, you know, the expression was a form of rebellion against.
Because we were watching this movie the other day. It was about this old R&B group, and I mean, that's it was like this old music group. They were like the Five Heartbeats, and their producer was trying to get them to, you know, like have white people in their cover, and you know change the lyrics to their songs and everything, so that they can make sure that their message, that he controls their message and everything, and, you know, make sure that it's more acceptable for everybody and not just white people.
No, not more acceptable to everybody. No. Make sure that the message serves him. It serves his financial and psychological interests. Okay? So don't get the thing of making sure it's for everybody. That's part of the rhetoric. Okay? Again, the vanilla beans ain't really designed growing so that they can serve everybody. Okay? All right, watch out for everybody. Right? You remember universalism, the syntax of oppression, how we talked about that with, you know, mankind? All right, watch out for that, okay? You look, find the money and look for whose interest is being served, okay? Because who can argue a kilo with making a message that will appeal to everybody? Or, you know, everybody, that makes sense. You know, you don't want to discriminate, do you? All right. All right, now, Thank you, Sean. That's right on, because there's that whole part of debt within the industry. There's also the sense of, so on back on your island, how is it that you now can get to be where you are big cheese? Okay, you are big cheese if you are running one of my, if you're selling some of those vanilla beans to me. Okay, you're not a big cheese like you were big cheese before I came 100 years ago, based on how good you, the goods and services that you made to service the community. Okay, the community's needs are out of balance, have been made so by the invasion. So I can't make money like I used to or feed my family like I used to, because the other economy has been manipulated and destroyed. Now, in order to make some money, I got to keep selling to this boy who used to be my straight-up invader, now is still my neo-colonial, still pulling the strings, okay? So, why don't we just say, forget, y'all answer this for me. I know we're running, it's 10:30. Why don't, just with hip-hop, why don't hip-hop artists says, forget y'all. I'm going to make this music because I love it. You know, and we're going to make it like we used to make it, and we'll press our CDs and sell it, and the black people who buy it will buy it, and the ones who don't won't, you know. Why don't we do that? Say, forget that control.
Perhaps because they won't get the notoriety and the fame that they so desire. That has, I personally believe, has been intentionally, you know, have us be that way so that we think that we need that fame and validation and all that. So, you know, it continues to cycle. Yeah, and some artists do. And then some artists do that, and then they get tired of the lonely spotlight, so they come back and sell out again.
Right, I agree with Ife, because a lot of, you know, a lot of artists, they might do that. But, you know, then they get kind of tired of it, and they might get bought out. Eventually, like, they usually do, because... like, especially if they get lonely or they can't compete, you know, and don't be nobody really buying any stuff or whatever, if they just kind of go away from mainstream or away from, you know, the path of whatever.
Yeah, I agree with both. And I know also if they do set out and try to do their own course, it's very difficult to get the same exposure that they would have gotten if they were with the, mass media or a company. They wouldn't get as much exposure. They'd have to work a lot harder to compete with them. So I think many a times they just try to take their chances with the mass media because they'll get much more exposure.
Akilah, I got it. We're gonna. I got 10:32. We're just gonna extend 5 minutes. You'll get your 5 minutes break, but I'm just gonna just run this. All right. Now, you said a couple things that are really great. And really important. Part of what's manipulated with the economy is also the psychology in terms of what the desire is. Right? What the desire is, okay? What is it that you got to have, okay? And for what will you do so, you know, in order to have it, okay? What will you do in order to have it? So there's an important component to economy, and that is desire, okay, and in terms of what people got to have. And so let's go back to the island for a minute. We threw everybody out, threw the folks out, and we said, no, what, we're not going to make any of these more vanilla. Is this keeps things, this production way off. We're going to throw these white folks out who still control many of these farms, as in Zimbabwe, and we're going to start and building and get the balance that we want to get. Well, we got a problem. The taste of our people have been manipulated for 100 years. Most of the people here don't even know what it was like before. It's been 100 years. And if we don't have enough toilet paper, we think we're going to die. What? You mean I gotta wipe my butt with something else besides Charmin? Oh, gracious, I believe it. Oh, God, okay. And if we don't have Escalade with 20-some whatever-inch rims, oh, no. Okay, and what you mean gross is real, you know. What did we clean our butts with before Charmin? Okay, it was better for us, you know. I don't have my Bengay, you know. I don't have my crest. I don't have my, okay. You know, the tastes are manipulated, okay? So you want to just keep that in mind. And when we come back, we'll roll from that. I'm going to take a half hour from in this last piece. But you want to, hopefully you have a sense, and we'll keep moving through, but I got to introduce some of the next section that we're going to be dealing with this week, and that is the Congress piece, okay? So I'll do some of that. We may also take about 10 minutes to put some things on this. But again, I'm hoping you get a sense that as you look at the economies of the black diasporan or African countries, you want to look at what's the impact of aid, debt, and neocolonialism on the country. Isachar, I gave you some articles related to folks when they were trying to cut ties with the French and make more ties with Russia and blah, 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 blah. So you begin to get some opinion around that, okay? It doesn't have to be definitive, but you want to be able to at least have a sense of how does this work in this African country or Jamaica or Haiti, all right? All right, folks, you got 10 minutes. Enjoy your 10-minute break. Is it 10-minute break or 15-minute break? 15-minute break. Enjoy your 15-minute break. See you black here. Any comments, appreciations, you got it.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class, for participating. I appreciate Bible Kessa and Brother Sean. I think I'm kind of getting the concept a little bit better now. And I appreciate y'all's work. And I'll see y'all after class. In the next class.
I appreciate everybody. I appreciate Bible Kessa and my classmates. I appreciate Bible Sean. I appreciate this class. And I see everybody at the break.
Welcome back, Safia. Glad you were able to get back. Get with your classmates to see if they can give you a summary. We're going to come right back here in 15 minutes, love. Also, would you give me your links? When I was looking last night, I didn't see your links to your quizzes, Safia, or your notes on the Constitution or the economy. I need to see those, please. So if you would put those in the text chat, because we're going to be coming right back to this room. Okay. All right. See you in a minute.